Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 49 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Today is Thursday, June 7th, 2012. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. Governor Sean Parnell says he'd rather give communities like Sitka a fishing pole than a bunch of fish. The governor's twist on the old adage came during his remarks to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce yesterday. Parnell spoke for about half of his 40-minute presentation and then fielded questions for the rest. The Sitka audience was interested in everything from melting permafrost to the in-state gas line, ferries, the EPA, and student loans. The governor appeared well-versed in all these issues and may have found talking about them a relief from the issue that has polarized Juneau since January, oil tax reform. Parnell backed legislation this spring that would have lowered taxes on the oil industry in order to stimulate production. The bill stalled in the Senate, however, and its future remains uncertain. Parnell alluded to the controversy only once.
There's only one other governor who's actually feeling better than I am, and that's the North Dakota governor right now. And that's because he's seen a bunch of license plates from Alaska in his parking lots from oil companies going there to invest instead of here.
Oil tax reform has been a tougher sell in Southeast than in the Rail Belt, where more people are directly employed by oil. Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, who was in Wednesday's audience, is an outspoken critic of the bill. Governor Parnell edged back into safer terrain by talking about his administration's policy of investment in communities. Sitka received $38 million in state project funding this year. In the following excerpt from his chamber presentation, he explains why he believes capital spending is a good idea.
But the bottom line is, right now, our economy in the moment, in our position as a state, is pretty darn strong compared to the rest of this nation, which means that we have a strong foundation to build from. And I've just had the opportunity to be in Ketchikan, Wrangell, and I've seen some opportunities there that I think would kind of illustrate what can happen here in Sitka and for years to come. Because I see in Southeast a real opportunity when it comes to all the water that we have. You know, I live in Juneau now, and I know a little bit about that Southeast water. I know what it's like to live with water from above and from below. And I know it's always like this in Sitka, but you also know about water, and you know how cheap energy comes from water, but you also know that you make your living on the water. And so when I go to Ketchikan and I see that shipyard beginning to take root, and the ferry that Senator Stedman and I and other legislators helped put together there, and that opportunity there, and then in Wrangell to see what's happening with the boatyard there and the new hull, the new lift that they're going to get, the boats that are coming from Puget Sound and the boats that are coming from Alaska going there. I look at Sitka and I say, you know, there is huge opportunity on the water here as well. There's opportunity in the maritime industries, there's opportunity with tourism, there's opportunities galore. But the question really is, what does Sitka want to be as a community? And where do you want to be 20, 30, 40 years from now? And I know you've done some good planning in that regard. I've talked with the mayor today, just before this lunch, on kind of where you're headed. But our administration is focused on creating economic opportunity for you. We're focused on strengthening families. So anything that I can do in state government that creates an opportunity for you, as the mayor told me today, not hand you a bunch of fish, but hand you a fishing pole. Create that infrastructure that creates that opportunity. Expand Blue Lake and move on from there. Whatever I can do to create economic opportunity for you, I will do.
Governor Sean Parnell speaking to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce yesterday. While on his visit to Sitka, the governor also met with officials in City Hall and congratulated the graduating class at the Trooper Academy. Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Petersburg were also on his itinerary. The governor also dropped by KCAW for a one-on-one interview. That conversation covered oil tax reform, tsunami debris, and the education budget, among other subjects. Tune in that story during Raven News tonight at 5:19. Senior citizens who live in Sitka will remain exempt from paying sales tax. The Sitka Assembly rejected changes to the tax code that would have limited the exemption to those with lower incomes. At a special meeting Tuesday night, they said the ordinance they ended up with was just too complicated. A unanimous vote killed the measure, but as KCAW's Ed Ronco reports, the idea of changing the tax code is still very much alive.
Tuesday night's assembly meeting began at 6 p.m. and only took about an hour. That is blindingly fast compared to most meetings. So when Nancy Yaw Davis walked in around 7, she probably expected to catch the beginning of the debate on the senior citizen sales tax exemption. Instead, she arrived just in time for the last part of the meeting, when the assembly allows public comments on any topic.
My name is Nancy Yaw Davis, and I was born and raised here and came back 3 years ago, and I have a magic number.
She pulled out the wallet-sized card bearing that magic number, which declares her exempt from sales tax.
Well, when I first heard about this big debate, I wanted to come down and burn this thing, but I knew it would smell too badly.
Instead, she walked to the front of the room and handed her card to the mayor. She said she didn't need it anymore. She can afford to pay the sales tax, and that she wanted to talk about the proposed changes to the senior sales tax exemption.
Oh, well, we voted down. Tonight.
You voted it down?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean we...
No giving it back. You lost.
Oh, my goodness.
The mayor did give her card back, but Yaw Davis says she won't use it anymore. She said she's happy to pay. Even though limiting the exemption to low-income seniors is now off the table, the assembly could still make changes to the sales tax code. Yaw Davis said she had a few ideas for the future.
We can move on to new topics.
Yes.
There's lots of things, and one of turning this down is it mean that alcohol will be taxed, that those of us that have the privilege of being able to buy alcohol will pay sales tax. Am I right?
That's one of the things that we're talking about bringing back.
Well, it's about time that that topic comes up. And when I found out that we have a tobacco tax of, I think it's $1 a pack, and that goes directly to the hospital, why don't we have a booze tax for us all, including the seniors, that allows those monies to go directly to the city?
Because I the city budget is balanced thanks to an infusion of cash from the state and hefty cuts made across many city departments. Even the more fiscally conservative assembly members have said, though, that there's a need to bring in more money, especially to establish a maintenance fund for Sitka's infrastructure. City officials have said that they're scrambling to come up with the money necessary for roads that are beginning to crack and crumble and other needs. How they'll come up with that money is not known. What is clear is that if they try to change the senior exemption again, they can likely expect major blowback. The ordinance that died Tuesday night underwent 6 months of debate and amendment and brought testimony and letters from scores of residents. It was contentious and, on occasion, a little bit heated, but Assemblymember Pete Esquiro says it was not a waste of time.
I think the people of Sitka are more aware of the problems that we as a city, as a group of people living together, are facing. I have had people, not only senior citizens, but from all aspects of life here, tell me that, you know, we realize what the problem is here at Sitka now.
Esquiro says it will be up to the assembly and the community at large to slow down, take a deep breath, and keep looking for real solutions. This is Ed Ronco in Sitka.
A separate sales tax measure was kept afloat by the assembly on Tuesday. A plan to raise Sitka's tax cap will go forward. Right now, Sitkans pay sales tax on the first $1,000 of any purchase. That number would go up to $1,500 under the proposed change. The measure requires two readings to become official. It's been stuck on the assembly table for several meetings because every time a major change is made, it requires a new first reading. Tuesday, the assembly voted to change the effective date to October 1st. The assembly delayed action on the city budget until next week's regular meeting. Mayor Cheryl Westover said she didn't want to vote on the matter with only 5 members present. Phyllis Hackett and Terry Blake were absent. Blake, meanwhile, is nearing the end of his time on the assembly. He's resigning this summer and moving to Texas. 2 former assembly members have expressed interest in replacing him. Jack Osment and Bill Payden both have filed letters of interest with Municipal Clerk Colleen Ingman's office. The deadline to do so is June 20th. The assembly will appoint Blake's replacement. Sea Alaska is fighting back against an effort to impose term limits on its board of directors. Backers of the measure say the regional native corporation's campaign methods provide another argument for limiting terms. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the details.
The 13 members of Sea Alaska's board of directors can serve an unlimited number of 3-year terms. A measure critics placed on the corporation's proxy ballot would limit them to 4 consecutive terms or a total of 12 years.
The board would lose 8 members if this term limit resolution were adopted, and would turn the entire board over completely in the next 10 years.
Nicole Hollingstad is corporate secretary and a vice president of Sea Alaska.
This is a really significant loss of institutional experience and knowledge. That actually damages the credibility and stability of the corporation.
Sea Alaska is actively campaigning against the term limits measure. It's bought newspaper advertisements, posted information on Facebook, discussed it at community meetings, and used other means to urge shareholders to vote no. Hollingstad says it's just not needed.
Turnover on the board actually does occur naturally. We have had 6 new board members in the past 10 years, which is a 46% turnover rate.
8 of the directors on the Sea Alaska board are all appointees. They've never initially been elected.
Shareholder McBeasley authored the term limits measure. He says only one board member in recent years won without first being appointed, so they could run as an incumbent.
It's really frustrating, but the system, it creates a class system of shareholders. Those shareholders are not ever going to be represented.
Sea Alaska says they're represented well. Corporate Secretary Hollingstad says shareholders make their own decisions to vote for anyone or anything they please. Beasley says the latest vote count he's seen shows the measure behind, but he and his supporters are continuing to wage their campaign through word of mouth and Facebook. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.
Zone weather forecast today for Sitka and PA calls for partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon with showers likely, highs around 56. This is KCAW in Sitka.